You're listening to the Tales from the Crawl Space Women and Pest Control episode with special guests Madeline Leva, Jenny Wilson, and Jacqueline Lavis.
Hey! Thank you for calling Big Green Tea. This is Brad. How can I help? Wait a minute. Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, oh, okay. I know where we're at now. Welcome once again to another titillating episode of Tales from the Crawl Space podcast. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Brad Harvey, Supreme Overlord of Pest Control Humor Depot, my favorite group. And with me is, as always, the lovely and personable Jack Starry. Jack, how's your week been?
Hi there.
How are you?
It's time for slow jabs on Hot 97. Grab your best girl and get to jamming.
Actually, I'm doing good, man. Things are doing good. Enjoying the weather, having a good day, drinking a frosted barley pop. A black British frosted barley pop. So yeah. Doing good, man.
Good deal. I of course am drinking my frosted barley pop in a more advanced state of decay. I'm sorry I was asleep when the show started. We're recording a little bit later tonight because we have some wonderful guests. One of them hails all the way across the country. So without any further ado, we are going to introduce our ladies of the episode. Okay. Let's see. We have Madeline Leva. Madeline, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Awesome.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you. Yep. We have Jacqueline Lavais. Pardon me if I mispronounce your name. I have a reputation for that.
Lavis.
Lavis. Okay. Yeah. And of course, we also have Jenny Wilson. How you doing?
Hello, doing good. Thanks for having me.
Ladies, thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ladies, how your week been?
Hot.
Hot.
I can imagine.
Cold.
Uh-huh. Rainy.
Windy.
Very windy.
Yeah. Madeline, where you hail from?
I am from Michigan. I'd service probably kind of central area. More towards the east.
Right on. And Jacqueline, you?
I am in Phoenix, Arizona.
And that would explain the hotness.
Yes.
It's getting to the 90s this week. Starting to warm up.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Here in Indiana, we were in the 70s this week. And apparently we're going to be waking up to the low 40s tomorrow because we had this. It's monsoon season here in Indiana. And
Fuck that shit. That's too cold.
Look at you. Yeah. You're probably one of those people that, like, you've got people, in the Midwest and up North, and you get on Facebook and you always post a screenshot of the temperature that's on your phone in the wintertime. And it's just like, yeah, everybody suck it. I'm over here where it's 80 ish.
Pretty much.
Right on. And, Jenny, I know you're from the Buckeye State of Ohio.
Yeah.
So, all right, so it looks like we've got good representation of pretty much a lot of the country. So, of course, Jack is over there. I don't know where he's at. He could be in Virginia. He could be in Pennsylvania. We don't know.
I'm in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley today. It's been windy as hell, but the sun's been out, so I can't complain.
All right. Nice. So, ladies, once again, welcome to the show. And so we've got our typical litany of questions and just kind of want to bullshit a little bit tonight. So, Jack, I'm going to take a quick drink and it looks like you're going to too. So start bullshitting with these ladies while I take care of this.
All right, ladies. Well, what we want to know, first and foremost, is what got you into the business in the first place? I mean, what was it that drew you to pest control? Because the chauvinistic thing is women are like, ew, bugs. But, I know there's the awesome chicks that are out there that go stomping on them like we do. So let's start with you, Madeline. What got you into the business?
Well, back when I was in high school, I was really big into FFA, and I was always very determined that I was going to do something in agriculture. Went to college, was thinking about being an ag teacher. Didn't work out, dropped out of college. Shit show from there. So, made my options. I'm like, well, don't got the money to buy a farm. No money in animal rehabilitation. And so, started job scrolling and found a listing for a company that was down in Ohio. Granted, they were the worst company ever. But I did at least find that I absolutely had the biggest love for pest control.
Nice.
And now I'm in a company that I absolutely love, and I can't be happier. Really busy, can't be happier.
Yeah, it's about that time of year to get busy too, but that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of found it. That's how I found it. I was scrolling through the want ads, and I was like, oh, shit, it said you must have construction inspection. I'm like, okay, because I was a geotech engineer, did construction inspection. And next thing you know, it was for termite work because you got to know how a house is built to do it properly. So, and from then on, I just loved it. So I completely relate to you there. So, Jenny, how about you? How did you get started at?
So I have a background in food industry and manufacturing. The factory I worked at closed, and I had tried a few things, and I saw pest control on Indeed. And I turned to my husband and I was like, I kind of want to try this. So I tried it and I loved it. So I was really glad that he was supportive of me because it was a pretty big leap. I had no idea if I would like it. But yeah, so I tried it and I loved it.
Awesome.
Right on. Yeah. I always tell that the way you like it because you know, in Pest Control Humor Depot, you know, you're always putting things on there about the job itself and stuff, and you always seem to put a positive spin on things, which is really awesome. And speaking of Pest Control Humor Depot, those of you that are watching us on YouTube will see that Jacqueline over here is completely adorned with PCHD propaganda. So
So
Jacqueline, tell us how you got into this.
Well, I was growing up, I was always the kid running around with a bug net and little critter carrier. So I loved wildlife and decided to get my degree in wildlife management, but mm-hmm. I didn't want to be a wildlife manager because I didn't want to do the police academy. And I ended up, meeting somebody who did nuisance wildlife removal. They talked to our class and I was like, hey, that sounds fun. I want to get paid to pick up snakes and trap raccoons and skunks. So I got in through a nuisance wildlife removal company with a big box and did that for 4.5 years. Absolutely loved it up until the management changed. And now I've been focusing more on pest control, but I ran a route and did pests, but mm-hmm. not too much.
Great. I seem to be the odd person out here because I got into it just strictly for the money. And you know, and when I say money, it's like we all know that we're not raking it in and you know living in palatial estates with you know solid gold you know ass scratchers and stuff like that. But I mean, compared to the job that I had before, and the fact that my daughter was you know I couldn't have her shitting in burlap bags when she was 1 year old. So you know I got into it for the money, and but once I did, I completely fell in love with it. I mean, it was just, you know, the people, the, you know, the situations, the challenges, the bugs, you know, cause you know, back when we were little, my brothers, Daryl, Randy and Mark, we would capture bugs and put them in a small aquarium that we had. And we would have like, you know, battles to the death with them, you know, to figure out, you know, which one. We had an assassin beetle that was undefeated until we put a praying mantis in there. And, you know, the praying mantis just kicked the shit out of it. So it was awesome. And, but yeah, I mean, I fell in love with it kind of through osmosis. You know, I needed the money. I had bills to pay. I took a job that was presented before me. And, you know, I mean, that was almost 33 years ago now. And so, yeah,
Well, you can tell You can tell when you like as when I was a service manager or a branch manager, and Brad, I know you can agree with me on this one. Mm-hmm. You can tell the people who actually love doing it versus the people who are just there for a paycheck. Exactly. You can tell their paperwork, how they run their route, where their mm-hmm. customers are. You can tell. You can really tell.
What's that?
Oh, I was going to say running a route is what made me fall in love with the job, meeting the people, building up those relationships. Hell, I saw most of my customers doing monthly service more than I saw most of my family. So, you know, you get to talking to all the people out there, and that's what's kept me in the industry.
Oh yeah,
a lot of the people are a real turn on, because they're you know they're so nice. You're providing a service to them. You're giving them something that they need. They understand it. Some people don't, but you know, what are you going to do? That's just the way it is in any job. You know, you're always going to have your wonderful customers, and then you're always going to have the insufferable Karens that just make your life a little bit more challenging. But the people I really dig. I think I got to the point now that I've gotten to know a lot of the people. It's a bigger turn on to me than the bugs, because first it was the bugs. Yeah. Now it's the people, you know, as far as running a route, politics, shit like that, all that crap you have to deal with. Yeah. You know, it's secondary. It's like, I don't care for it, but you know, it's just part of the thing.
Well, speaking of that, you know, a day in the life. So if you guys say Monday morning comes around, y'all get up. What's your day look like? How does your day go? Let's start with you, Jenny. What's a day in the life for you on pest control?
I actually just started working for a new company a couple months ago. Right now, I love it. I run a commercial route. Commercial is new to me as well, and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I love commercial.
Yes. And my service manager and my branch manager are really supportive. My service manager actually ran the route that I'm running now. So he knows it like the back of his hand. So he helps me out a lot. I do a lot of really early mornings because I do a lot of manufacturing. And I actually prefer that. So I love commercial because of that. Yeah.
Great.
I get out there at like 6:00.
Yeah. Does it get you off earlier in the day?
No.
I knew it.
No.
That's the same shit I ran into.
Yeah. I thought at first, like, oh, this is going to be great. I'll get home when the kids get off the bus. No. No.
No. No.
Not how not that at works.
No.
I'll tell you, with Economical Labrador Retriever, I did a restaurant route in Georgetown. I had to start at like 3:00 in the morning. And these old row home type buildings along Georgetown, right along the waterfront. And man, the rats are the size of cats. And they all had the hand dug crawl spaces. But I love commercial work, though, because there's a lot less bullshit with like, well, I saw an ant here 3 months ago in the upstairs back corner, so I need you to do every single baseboard of the house type of thing. You go in there, you check your logbook, you sign in, you check in with the people, and they leave you the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And that's what absolutely. I love about commercial. That's what I love about it.
That's Madeline, I actually
Oh, no, go ahead, Jenny. Go ahead, Jenny.
I actually had one where I went in and I'm like, hi, I'm Jenny. I'm here to do service, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, he looked right at me. He said, he usually never talks. I was like, okay, commercial is a little different.
So you kind of fixed your glasses and went about your business?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Madeline, how about you? What's a day in the life for you?
Well, I'm not so much of a morning person, so I try to get as much sleep in the morning as I can. It's a nice thing about a commercial, too. Except for the days I have restaurants, then I suck it up. But I'm also an hour and a half from my route, so got a little bit of a drive every day.
Wow.
I get up, get around, get on the road. Might grab some food on the road. Maybe not. And then just see where the day takes me. Wait for the office to throw some at me and do what I do and take it off for the day.
Now, with your commercial route, is it a lot of, you do a lot of restaurants, or is it kind of industrial restaurant mix, or?
I do a little bit of everything. I got factories, I got warehouses, grocery stores, gas stations, schools, churches, apartments, you name it. I do something along the line.
Okay. Now, Jacqueline, how about you? What's your day look like?
Well, I don't do anything commercial, really. I do exclusion and rodent trapping. So I am the local rat slayer.
Nice. Village so rat catcher.
My day is
focus on it.
Nothing,
just focus on it. Yeah.
Yeah. My day is nothing but attics and roofs.
Mm. Oh, in Arizona, attics. Holy shit.
24/7, 365. Oh, those rats are up in attics. Yeah. And we go God. After them.
What the hell are they doing up there? It's got to be like 140 in there. It's like...
I don't... You
Only
know,
if they have
rats,
a kiddie pool, I couldn't.
No kidding, right?
Roof rats, I hate them. They're absolutely disgusting, but mm-hmm. you got to give them credit. They are quite amazing critters, you know, with mm-hmm. what they can withstand being in those attics, you know, throughout the year. And the places they can fit into to get into homes is just crazy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'd last 15 minutes in the attic in Arizona. I mean, I'd shrivel up into nothing, and I'm a big son of a bitch.
Oh, no
and that's
kidding.
A lot to shrivel up. So
I would just
God.
Render. You know, it's like, you know, just have the empty Crisco cans ready. You know, because you know, you're gonna have enough to fry about a million fries. Roof rats are intriguing. We don't have roof rats very much here in Indiana. If we do, they were shipped in on a truck on, you know, on something. But yeah, they really intrigue me. Now, Norway rats they seem to be a little bit more predictable. You know, you can kind of guess what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. And, but you know, I don't have a whole lot of experience with roof rats. So anytime anyone talks about roof rats, you have my attention.
That's pretty much all we have here for our two major rats. We got our roof rats, the invasive species, and then we deal a lot with pack rats or wood mm-hmm. rats. Those are our native desert species.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really get too many calls for mice unless it's mm-hmm. somebody that's up against a desert. We'll get our cactus mice and mm-hmm. pocket mice and things like that, gotcha. Deer mice. But in the city, it's pretty much all roof rat.
Awesome. Wow.
Pocket mice, and I've never yeah, dealt with those.
I've heard of
it's always
gophers, but never pocket mice.
Yeah,
yeah. So similar to pocket gophers, pocket mice have those fur-lined cheek pouches, so that's why they get that name. And they're one of our native desert rodents here. They got a little tuft on the end of their tail. They're actually quite cute. People hate them because they burrow. Mm-hmm. They burrow and they tear landscaping up. They'll burrow into the foundations and just for such little guys, they kick up massive amounts of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
see,
wow.
That's, yeah. See, this is what I run into a lot. It's like I've spent all these years, but I've only worked in the Midwest. And, you know, if you were to, like, you know, grab me up and throw me in the middle of Arizona, New Mexico, whatever, and told me, all right, do pest control, I have no fucking clue what I was doing, you know, because you guys have so many different types of pests that, you know, that I've never dealt with here. And it's really humbling when I hear somebody talk about, you know, somebody from another area of the country talk about the stuff that they deal with.
Scorpions. They have scorpions.
Scorpions.
What
exactly.
the fuck?
Oh, well,
what
fuck?
The fuck?
I got onslaught here. I can take care of scorpions.
I just fucking quit. Yeah. I just fucking quit. Be like, fuck this, man. Sorry.
Onslaught's the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh. I mean, you know, there's asses that can kill you, and then there's asses that can kill. You know? So,
damn. But good Lord.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Being a lady, you know, all three of you being ladies in the business, what do you deal with any blowback from asshole chauvinist, you know, account holders or, you know, guys in warehouses? Oh, it should be a dude doing this. Can you actually get the job done? Is that something you run across? I mean, is that something you've dealt with? Well, any one of you, just chime in.
Yeah, pipe in.
So when I call and do like a pre-call to confirm appointments, I get you know, like, hey, I'm Jackie. I'm coming out on this day, this time for your rodent service. And they're like, hey, when the tech gets here, can you tell them blah, 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 blah. I was like, no, I'm the tech that's coming out. And they're like, wait, what? And I get that a lot at the door. And they're like, are you going up in that attic by yourself? And I get that a lot.
I see Jenny shaking her head after that shot.
Yeah.
Jenny's over there double fisted, yeah. Man. It's like, yeah. Wait, what do you drink? Real quick, quick sidebar. What are you drinking, Jenny?
I am drinking Jack Daniels.
Oh, fucking A.
With my lovely Paula. Nice. I can't drink it without Paula.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. 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 And you guys, yeah, if you've listened, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've ever spent 2 seconds on the fucking podcast, you know what I'm drinking. I'm drinking the Evan Williams bottled in bond. It's like it's my fixed income bourbon. So because it's cheap, but it's tasty. So
and I've got Blackberry Smoke Lager from New Realm Brewery from Virginia Beach, Virginia. That's what I'm enjoying this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Jenny, you were gonna say, yeah, about having to deal with assholes on out the job.
So I really haven't had to deal with it too much doing commercial. There's been a few times where, like, I went into a bar and grill, and I went in the kitchen, and I'm new to commercial, so I'm looking for barcodes. So I popped in, and then I saw the note that the barcode was on the other side of the door, so I popped out, scanned the code, and then I went back in, and the girl in the kitchen didn't know I was still there, and she goes, oh my god, I thought a child just walked back here, because I'm 4'9".
Oh, nice.
So, not so much because I'm female, but there has been times where it's like, hey, the little f***ing lady is here. Don't run her over with the forklift or whatever. Yeah. So, but when I did residential with my previous employer, there was a situation where I was like a team leader, and they kept sending me to what we called like a gold account, which was someone who was going to cancel. And I kept going out there, and she kept insisting that it be a man and that they have a ladder. Huh. So me and my husband have the inside joke that, like, anytime I can't do something or whatever, my husband will be like, well, you have to grow a penis and get a ladder. So I need a penis, man, and a ladder to do it, of course.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm sure sometimes you guys, you ladies wish you could grow a penis just so you could tell those people to suck it, but, you know.
Yeah, and that's...
it's like, good grief.
It's one thing to be overestimated is always a con, but to be underestimated, at least you can show them up, and then, you know, it can turn positive, but... Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Very wholesome take on that. I like that. Yeah.
Well, and just because it was the subject matter, Candace Nordquist, I hope you're listening. Sometimes you need a penis and a ladder. A penis and a ladder. There you go.
Yeah, Jack is contractually obligated to say the word penis at least one episode every week.
Yeah. So. All right, Madeline, how about you?
I mean, I've honestly been pretty lucky. I've come across one person, I think, out in the field that tried to talk down to me. It was for my last company. It was an apartment, this apartment complex. Everybody that was going to move out was going to have an inspection to make sure that they didn't have any bugs that they're going to leave behind. Well, this guy had a heads up, but apparently when I came, it was still inconvenient for him.
Oh.
And so knocked on the door, you know, didn't even let us in. Maintenance ended up unlocking the door because we didn't get an answer, and they had notice. And so he ends up coming over, and he's like, your time's not more important than mine. You think you're everything you got is better. Just straight talking down to me. And I was like, well, here's the thing. I'm here twice a week. I'm here Tuesday. I'm here Thursday. You had notice. And he just kept trying to tear into me. Finally, the maintenance guy came in and yelled at him. It's like, she doesn't even work here. You want to yell at anybody, you can go down to the office and yell.
Oh, yeah.
But sure. Other than that, I really haven't I really haven't had any bad experiences so far, you know, cross my fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mainly, I just get more excitement than anything, especially from the little old ladies. Senior living, nice. Yeah. The little old ladies absolutely adore it. They love it. And they're like, oh, how did you do this? And I always tell them, got to show the men up. We got to show them up.
That's right.
And that gets them every time. Every time.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right, Jack, I heard the train come through.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I was gonna ask if someone's gonna
nice.
Is that an ice cream
truck? It's not scheduled to come through yet.
Oh. Is that an ice cream truck?
It's a few hours.
You got an ice cream truck by your house or something? What is that?
Huh? Yeah, I heard something. Maybe what's a ringtone or something.
Is that like an ice cream truck?
A train.
Okay, because mine ain't come by yet, so.
Yeah. I don't hear an ice cream truck, but ice cream sounds good. So,
oh hell yeah, it does. Ice cream always sounds good. My daughter bought me a Ninja Creamy for Christmas, and when we get done with the show tonight, I'm going to be whipping up something for tomorrow. So,
that sounds like a porn star name.
Oh, the Ninja Creamy.
Ninja Creamy.
Oh no, it's the greatest. You take your stuff, you put it in their special cup. And you know, whatever the recipe is, and you put it in the freezer for 24 hours, and then you stick it in this machine that looks like a giant coffee maker, but it's got this massive blade that comes down and just chews everything up and churns it and makes it into ice cream. It's really great.
Okay, speaking of porn stars, okay,
everything's porn with you in it. Jack.
No, that's not. I'm not Issa Tater. Leave me out of it. I'm not Issa Tater. Leave me out of it. Okay.
What was your porn?
Shit. I'm not getting into that one. Okay. It's the name of your first pet and the name of the street that you lived on, the first street you remember living on. What would your porn star name be? Jenny, go.
First pet name and the first what?
Street.
Street that street. You lived on that you can remember.
Nala Ridgecliff.
Ooh, that's a
Ninja Creamy featuring Nala Ridgecliff. All right, Jacqueline, what would yours be?
I'd be Snuggles on 15th Ave.
No.
I like that.
Yeah, it works. Madeline, what you got?
I think it would be Zoe Hall.
That works.
That's actually workable.
Mine would be. What's yours, Brad?
Tatooine.
That's weird. But yeah. Sam Ashfield.
Bow, 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 bow. Oh, yeah. Yes. Dirk Diggler. Sam Ashfield.
It's not the same as my Irish porn name, though. That one's completely different.
Miles O'Toole.
No, it's Duncan McDickener.
Damn. Oh, God. All right. Speaking of dick, ladies, let's touch on the third rail. Sexual inappropriateness, harassment, what have you. We'll start with you, Madeline. Anything?
I'd say luckily I haven't necessarily been harassed yet. I will say that.
He said yet.
more often than not, I go in and it's thanks, sweetheart, you know, more stuff like that. I think the closest I had, which actually made me laugh more than anything, was I walked in and I was checking a bait station and some guy walks up, just got off a forklift, I think it was. It was one of the factories. So, you know, factory setting. Mm-hmm. He goes, now that's a woman. Down and dirty, that's a woman. So,
like, you're goddamn right it is.
Hell yeah. Start
fucking laughing. But yeah. Other than that, mm-hmm. Nothing really. So, yeah. Been pretty lucky.
Awesome. What about you, Jacqueline?
I haven't really had any experiences like that. But there was a morning I went to do a pest service interior for these three ladies that live together. And I go and knock on the door, let them know I'm here, and go out to the truck, grab my BNG, and they're like, yeah, just come on in when you're ready. All right. So I come on in. Hey, coming in. And they're like, okay, get started. And so I go around treating each room. And the one room I walk into first was one of the ladies watching TV with her legs spread wide open. No underwear, no nothing. That was a sight first thing in the morning.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
You're awake.
Three yeah.
Don't need coffee after that. Ladies.
Oh, man.
She was enjoying a little bit of personal time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so hell yeah.
I think I'd take a sick day the rest of the day.
Damn. Yeah, I had one that's just like, she goes, you can either bill me or we can take it out and trade. And I was like,
yeah,
we'll send you the bill, darling.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
That's an expensive service.
Yep.
I had an apartment full of strippers offered to pay and trade. And so, yeah, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. But yeah, I was like, just sign the invoice. I got to go.
Yeah. Okay, Jenny, I know you're down there waiting for us to ask you that. So,
yeah. Unfortunately, so I went to a service and it was in-ground Hornets. I serviced it. Well, they had the guy had a skull of an animal in his driveway, and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, what is that, you know? And he's like, I don't know, I found it in the creek. And we were talking about it. Nothing seemed off about him or anything I serviced. And then the following days he kept calling my work phone at midnight every night and leaving voicemails. He was obviously like really intoxicated. And finally mm-hmm. I let the branch man, it was actually in a different region than my branch. So mm-hmm. I had to let that branch manager know, like, hey, this is happening, because I was still helping out that region and in that area a lot. So I didn't want to have to be sent there again. So they actually ended up terminating his contract and firing him as
good.
A customer. Yeah.
Okay, good. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was very thankful they did that, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy. I'm glad to hear that the company had your back.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yep.
But holy shit. Yeah.
That could have gone real creepy. Sideways real quick.
Yeah, that's just I mean, that's just flat out creepy as fuck.
Yeah. It was creepy. You know, and then during the day when I would call him back, because like I would try mm-hmm. to call him back and be like, hey, quit doing that, he would never answer. So creepy. Like, why? Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
Oh
Jesus Christ.
Ah, shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. We talked about why you ladies like the job, why you got into it, everything. What do you hate most about it? Oh, I know. All right, let's see. Yeah, we got plenty of time, so you know, spill your guts. Anybody pipe in first? That's fine.
Why'd the tech before me have to be so tall? I shouldn't have to carry a stepladder around me to get into those fucking lights.
Yes.
Swear to God.
Oh God. Yeah. Shit. Well, the question is, why are we putting fly lights 9 feet up to begin with?
Jenny says that to everything, though.
Yeah, I mean, she's like 4 foot nothing.
Yeah, the guy before me was like really tall, maybe not like Jack tall, but
like
tall.
Like 6'5", the guy before me.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
little over a foot taller than me.
All my accounts have double barcodes because I'm not reaching up there somehow, so I just...
Oh, shit, yeah.
You see jumping at accounts.
Yep.
Trying to see just how far that laser will go to get that barcode read. Like, come on, man.
Yep.
Yep.
Jump. I do that at the food pantry when I can't get around the pallets. I feel like I need to be elastic.
I'm six even, and I was at a food plant where I swear, dead ass, they had them fucking fly lights like 10 feet up. And
fucking ate that.
The only saving grace was that the they were the Manus 2x2s, and the barcode was like right at the bottom of the tray. And I was like, oh, well, fuck yeah, man. I was like, stick my phone up there. And I was like, yeah, we got it. It's like,
you'll scan it.
Oh, that tray's full of lights. Well, sorry, can't help you. You know,
yeah, you'll scan it. You ain't changing the glue board in that fucker, though.
Oh, a blind man could have read that glue board in Braille, man. It was like, it had so many fucking flies on it. But I was like, eh, shit. It's like, yeah, so maybe it got changed maybe, I don't know, twice a year. But it was fuck, man.
I have one flylight I can't even get to because they keep putting a fucking vending machine in front of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it ended up being, it's like, well, why is that flylight so high? I blamed it on the tech, but it was actually the plant manager himself. He goes, the forklifts keep hitting it. I said, you need to train your fucking forklift people better. Okay, you guys, you know, 4 to 6 feet is where those fuckers need to be in order for optimum catch. I said, and let's talk about the fact that the damn fly board is full anyway. So let's talk about the fly problem you have in here and your sanitation.
How's a forklift guy hit a fucking fly light if it's mounted on a wall? Was it hanging from chains or what? I mean, was
they
it like
been a little lax in their random drug screens? I don't know. But, yeah.
It's like fucking shit. Bumper cars in that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you just have to, you know, some of the plant managers are just total dildos. So it's like, no. Anyway, speaking of dildos. Let's talk about, okay. Do we still any of you have a lot of residential experience? I mean, I know you're already talking about commercial.
We still got people talking about what they hate. Jenny and Jackie.
Oh, well, fuck,
what they hate
I'm
about.
Sorry. I'm sorry. This is what we get for recording so late.
Well, Jenny, what do you hate really about? Have... Oh, Jackie, oh. Go ahead. Jackie, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't really have too much that I hate about the job or the industry. I kind of like when people are like, oh, wow, you're a girl, you're a woman, and then I can show that I'm more badass than the guys that come out. But other than that, like one of my previous companies I worked for, I was commission only, so I had no work-life balance because I was working late, working weekends. Yeah. You know, the more jobs, the more production you do, the more money you make. So that was the only thing I didn't like.
I think everybody's on the same boat with you on that one. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Jenny, how about you? What do you hate about it aside from the fly lights being too high?
I would say, yeah, being short is my number one thing, is that a lot of things are up high, but also feeling the need to prove myself if I do come across that person that I can tell immediately is looking at me like, what's this little girl going to do about my problem? You know? So, and I hate asking for help if I ever do need help with something. Thankfully, I feel really comfortable where I am at now, where I don't feel ashamed if I do have to reach out to my service manager or whatever. I find it really funny and ironic that it was the Women in Pest Control episode and I had to get my husband to help me. To be fair, this is his.
We weren't going to judge you, Jenny.
This is his office. Okay, I'm a guest here.
All right, Brad. What'd you have next, Brad? When you were jumping in, what'd you get?
Oh, I was going to ask about the most bizarre thing that you may have come across in your travels through the pest control world, as far as customers finding unique and perhaps unsavory things in their houses or places of business.
Anybody can go first on this.
Oh, Madeline. No, no, fuck that. Madeline, yeah. You go first. Yeah.
haven't come across anybody's sex toy collection, luckily. Have accidentally almost done coke, but I mean, that's what happens when you go into, you know, basically Section 8 and they don't have any lights in their kitchen and you're baiting for roaches. And
I want to know how you almost done coke instead of, yeah.
Well, I had a very dim flashlight. I was in training with my last company and her kitchen lights didn't work. So it was really dark. It was a really small, like, I don't think it was a studio. I think it was a one bedroom apartment. But I went in, I was going to put some gel under the counter, and I got down, and my face is like here at the counter, and I look, and on the edge of the counter, there's a scale with coke on it and a razor. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I didn't just take a really big inhale, because would have been an interesting day in training.
You would have got that route done a lot faster.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Shit.
And then other than that, there was only one other thing, but of course I'm blanking on it now. So yeah. If I remember, I'll come back to you.
That's a pretty damn interesting.
You know, oh yeah, that's for like, sure.
Yeah, you may not have been able.
I remember it. The other one, not sex toy related or anything, quite interesting, but another similar setting with roaches and, you know, Section 8. Well, went in, and right before we got to this unit, knew something was going to be up. They were in there screaming at each other.
Oh.
And we get in there and turns into a full domestic. They're throwing punches, throwing stuff. And she was talking about the roaches and he looked at her and was like, yeah, cause you don't know how to fucking clean around here. And took her phone, chucked it across the room. I almost got taken out with the phone, but I was in the bathroom and they were between me and the trainer. Of course, just doing my thing. I'm like, whatever. Violence is cool, I guess. And so I just went on with my job until my trainer was like, all right, Maddie, we gotta go. We need to leave. And so I just walked by them as they're throwing hands. And what about my day?
Damn.
Holy shit. Wow. How about you, Jacqueline?
No sex dungeons or sexual hardware, but I did run across somebody's vintage Playboy collection hidden in the corner of the closet as I was going into an attic.
I gotta squirrel that stuff away. Somebody finds it. That's vintage. Yeah. That's money right
vintage
there.
Vintage literature for sure.
They only read it for the articles, though.
Oh well, yeah,
right.
Yeah. You know, oh, I see the new Bose speakers have come out. Damn. Yeah. And in all honesty, you know, running across old Playboy magazines, I mean, it's actually, you know, those are actually collector's item now. Yeah, sure, they've got naked women in them, but, you know, they don't have a hustler quality, you know, hustler level naked women in them. But, you know, you can run into some of those. I mean, you know, if they haven't been really, you know, well worn, I mean, there's actually some money in there. So it's like,
oh, yeah, I don't think anybody would have want these. They were full of mouse piss and shit.
Oh, no. Yeah. That totally wrecks the retail value of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Jenny, you're up.
No toys or anything of that nature, but I was at this. I loved these ladies, but it was an older lesbian couple, and the one lady would always walk me around the property talking my ear off, but I loved her, so it was fine. And their property was super gorgeous. And then one day she's like, hey, can you spray the shed in the back? And I was like, all right, yeah. So we walked all the way out there. It was like super far out there. And she's like, hey, when we get there, she's like, hey, this isn't like just a normal shed. This is me and my wife's she shed. And she opens it up and it's like a super awesome, like little cabin, but all it has in it is a bed. And basically she's like, yeah, this is where we go to bang when we want to bang. And then she's like asking me about my family. And she's like, you and your husband can come bang here if you want. And I'm like,
holy shit. Wow. An open invitation. Like, wow.
I was like, wow, this is gorgeous. There's... You know, you got this pond here and stuff. Oh, there's the train. Yeah. But yeah, then every time I came out after that, she's like, you know, you guys want to use that she shed, you know, it could be a he shed. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Hey, you'll turn that she shed into a stabbing cabin. That's for damn sure.
Did you catch the Freudian slip earlier when she went to go say a spray and shed? She said spread.
Yep.
I did.
Yeah,
it was a Freudian slip. I caught that. I got it.
Oh man. So, Jack, I see you're taking a big quaff out of your beautiful tumbler from Tony Spangler and Spangler Art.
Why, yes, I am. Today, I have the Tales from the Crawl Space tumbler from Tony Spangler and Spangler Art. Mm-hmm. It is double-walled, roto-molded, with a stainless steel urethral sounding rod that comes with it, and a brush to clean out your urethra when you're done.
I don't have my brush with me, so I'm just demonstrating for demonstrative purpose. And the best part about the particular model that we have right now is this image right here. I mean, look at that guy. I mean, you know.
He's got a lovely cigar hanging out of his mouth.
He has the trademark PCHD, my favorite group, sunglasses. And, this dude's just got it going on, you know. So
I beg to differ. It's this sexy beast right here.
Last time I saw an image like that, I bought a box of cough drops. Tony Spangler, he's been with us for quite a while, and he does everything. I mean, if you could think it, Tony Spangler could make it. He's got, pesticide labels, images of family members, anything.
I can attest to that because I asked him for an excluder, one for one of my managers, and they didn't have like a specific label for that. And so he went back and forth with my stubborn ass. Thank you so much, Tony, for making that. But he made it happen. So awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, he's got a great one going around with a bunch of, of course, this isn't.
Oh,
this
yeah,
isn't
look at that one.
Yeah, that one's got it. Yeah, the cockroach one. He made a special bed bug one for, for another cheese bag that had bed bugs all around it. But, look at this rubber bottom. And Jack is really fond about rubber bottoms, and of course this Mine's image white. Right here of the first lady of Pest Control Humor Depot, Miss Paula Benedict. God love this woman. Anybody that saw her eclipse video has changed for life. And Paula is awesome.
I don't feel left out. I didn't get to witness the eclipse, but I saw Paula's video, so that's just as satisfying.
I'll tell you what, the actual eclipse, in Indiana, we got to see, full, I don't know, what do they call it, involvement or whatever, of the eclipse.
Totality,
thank you. That was probably the most amazing thing I have ever seen in the sky. So, I've seen meteor showers, I've seen a comet, now I've seen the eclipse. Now all I need to see is Aurora Borealis, and my sky bucket list will be checed off.
Were you listening to Pink Floyd while it happened? Were you listening to Pink Floyd while it happened?
In my head, yeah, absolutely. I was listening to Pink Floyd. I was listening to just everything was going on in my head at that time. It was better than any acid I ever dropped or anything. It was real. It was something there. And oh my God, it was just incredible. I was glad I was able to see something like that in my lifetime. But anyway, as amazing as the eclipse, it was, nothing is more amazing than, of course, Tony Spangler and the Tony Spangler tumblers, spangler.com. Check them out.
And Paula.
And Paula's eclipse was, for those who missed it or had bad weather, you can always get back to the depot and see the eclipse from Paula's perspective.
I'll tell you what, I will say three words, white cotton panties. And if Elvis was still alive, he would have died right then and there.
You see, if I would have done that with my white underwears, it would have looked like someone landed a B-52 right down the center of them. And because hers were like spotlessly clean.
They were pristine.
And her handwriting was impeccable. So you wouldn't have been able to read mine, and you would have seen like the sunset, the colors of the sunset.
Wait, Jack, there was handwriting there? Oh, man. It was just been an amazing week all the way around.
It has.
Just put it that, yeah. Well,
ladies, my question for you, before we get to the You Can Suck It story of the day, which I hope y'all have insults for, but what advice would you give to a young lady who wants, or old lady, whatever, wants to get into the business, to another female wanting to get in the pest control business, what advice would you give them? What singular, most important piece of advice would you give them?
Fucking go for it. Nice. And also join the Women in Pest Control group, because that group is awesome as well.
Nice. Nice. Hell yeah.
Between PCHD and the Women in Pest Control group, those are my two favorite groups on Facebook. Aww. I am on them almost every day.
My nice. Top yeah. of my search bar.
I'm first getting on emotional my feed. Here.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah, same. Especially for like a young lady or a lady just getting into the industry, Women in Pest Control, definitely, because I've made lifelong friends there that I never thought I could, because I'm really awkward for one. So Pest Control Humor Depot is perfect because it's a bunch of weirdos and fit right in, you know, but it's nice to have that kind of support. Because you are underestimated a lot. So, but I have like a lot of imposter syndrome sometimes because of that. So one thing I would say to a lady is to try to overcome that.
Well, I think you mispronounced awkward. I think you meant to say awesome, because I don't get the awkward part.
I don't get fucking, any. I, yeah, rock, I don't so. Get any awkward.
Okay. You rock. So, I mean, it's all good.
Yeah.
Thanks, guy.
Madeline, any singular piece of advice?
I don't have any single piece. I just say it's worth it, because there's a lot of different things that I could say, but it all comes down to being worth it.
That's true. That's true. You gotta feel good about doing it, and you know, enjoy your work. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think every one of you are worth it.
Hell yeah,
I really do. Yeah. I mean, you guys. And I'd say guys, you know, just deal with it. But
I say guys too.
There you go. Guys is pretty. It's a pretty androgynous term anymore. But I mean, y'all, you know, you get it. I mean, it's you know, you're gonna have guys, people that you know just are gonna be like that. Everybody's got a prejudice of one thing or another. It's like they look at people with beards and think they're, you know, just biker slobs. You know, they look at fat people and they think that they've got absolutely no self-control. They look at women and think that they're weak. They look at, you know, they look at people of color and they think that they're, you know, less intelligent or whatever. And I think that's, you know, I think you ladies are proving that that's absolutely a ridiculous notions. And, you know, I think that you should be applauded, not just because you have a certain, you don't have the Y chromosome, but just because you guys are out there doing it just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're getting it done. You're dealing with the same bullshit that we do. You know, you know, maybe the same level of bullshit, maybe not the exact same bullshit, but you know what I'm saying? My hat's off to you. As you can tell, I'm not wearing a hat right now. So, but I think, you know, I think that you three ladies are a great example for, not just women in pest control, but anyone in pest control. I mean, you're getting it done, and you deal with the same shit that we do, and you are able to enjoy it and have a good laugh, and you know that's the one thing.
That's one thing about that I love the two groups for, because you're with people who get, you know, your sick, twisted sense of humor, mm-hmm. or you know, your bad days, and you know, it's hard to go talk to a friend or a significant other that doesn't do pest control. They don't understand how rat soup, like dealing with that shit is, you right, know,
yeah.
that's a phrase you can
stop it. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody get me some crusty bread.
Well, I've always thought it takes a special kind of person to do pest control, whether you've got indoor plumbing or outdoor plumbing. It's, It's a special kind of person, and in my opinion, you're a lot. It's a lot more fucking awesome type of person because the nasty shit we have to deal with, and the weird ass fucking customers we have to deal with, and we can all relate to something. It's like one big family. So I totally get it. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. All right. What I want to bring to you now, and I want to ask you ladies for insults at the end of this. I had a conversation with a cheese bag last night, and he messaged me and goes, "Hey, man, can I talk to you about pest control for a minute?" I'm like, "Sure."
Duh.
So he asked me to put together this. He was actually asking for advice. He asked me to put together this from our conversation. So it's kind of a contrived, you can suck it, but it's true story.
And now it's time for the You Can Suck It story of the day.
Our friend Cheesebag says, "Today the boss man came to the job site and saw me treating the eaves and the windowsills, and he chewed me out saying that it's unnecessary and just a stick to doing foundation spraying. His biggest complaint was me dusting exterior cracks and crevices. He said, spray and move on. When I was trained, my trainer was a spray and pray guy, and I didn't see much results and had callbacks. Now, since I've started doing eaves and windowsills, I've seen a decrease in callbacks, and customers notice a decrease in activity as well, and they're happy. But his frustration was that his boss was trying to get him to just hurry up, spray the foundations, and move on. When this guy has found something that actually works for him, and he's getting the job done right, his customers are happy, mm-hmm. he's retaining customers, mm-hmm. and he's not running all over the place for free. So his boss can suck it.
His boss can totally suck it.
And I have to say this. I hope every time you take a shit, you have to do it standing up. And
I hope every
the hoverboard.
and I got one more for him. I hope that you walk in on your mom and dad, and your mom's pegging your dad, and when they see you, they turn around and both give you the thumbs up. That's what I hope.
I hope every morning that you go out to start your route, you have a different flat tire.
I hope you're sucking on a piece of hard candy and I rake your tongue across that bubble that opens up that tapers at the very end and acts like a fucking razor.
It slices your tongue wide open.
Yeah.
Ladies?
I hope that every callback you get is because they saw one house centipede. Just one bug. They saw one bug. I hope every callback is that.
Oh, man.
I also hope.
Oh, go ahead. You also have what?
I also hope you drop your keys to the service truck and a 2-week-old dead rat.
Oh. Into the soup. Into the black soup.
Into the rat soup. Yeah. I hope every bite of Slim Jim you have has a vein in it.
That story kind of triggers me because I've had managers that don't know shit about pest control. They were just put into that position because they had managerial experience.
Oh, yeah.
And so sometimes managers don't know everything. And so for those types of assholes that tell you how to do your job, may the larvae of 1,000 bot flies infest your nether regions.
Oh, that's a great Carnacus.
Spicier
yeah.
than crabs.
So you can say that.
I hope every work truck that you get smells like musty butthole.
It will be if you got it from me. Oh, Jesus.
Well, go ahead.
And I hope the seat in that service truck is stuck a few inches too back or a few inches too far up.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing worse than that.
Yeah. Well, I gotta tell you, next week, the show we're going to do is called You Got Jokes. And what we're looking for from everybody is funny stories and pest control-centric jokes about the service. Things you've come across, from stupid jokes that customers have said that you get fucking tired of hearing, to the jokes y'all tell in the shop, to funny stories, that stuff that's just hilarious and stupid that's happened while you're on the job. So
and practical jokes also count. So if you got a good story about a practical joke that you pulled on a coworker, yes, definitely bring it. And ladies, I do have some homework for the three of you. I would like to hear a man joke. Okay. You know, there's a lot of jokes out there to women at women's expense, blondes, et cetera, the whole sandwich thing. I know y'all got something up your sleeve, so, please bring it, and we'll definitely put it on.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, ladies, thank you, all three of you, Madeline, Jacqueline, Jenny, for being on the show with us. It was a great honor to have the three of you on. I was truly looking forward to this episode more so than most, and it's been a great time. Thank you all
very much. He's always down with the women episodes.
Hey, baby.
Absolutely.
Because women are the best.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Stop, but, you blush.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So, on behalf of... PestDesigns.com, Tony Spangler at Spangler Art, Brad Harvey, myself, and the three ladies we have here, we'd like to respectfully ask you to bug the fuck off.
Bug on off, y'all.
Bug off.
Bye, y'all.
Y'all come back now. You hear?
Oh, thanks for listening to Tales from the Crawlspace podcast. Jack and Brad will be back next week with another great episode. TFTC can be found on almost every podcast provider available, and you can also find us on TikTok at TFTC 2.0, Instagram at TFTC Podcast, Facebook at the Pest Control Humor Depot Group, and our website, www.tftc.wtf. Don't forget to subscribe and share. See you soon.